top of you.
Okay, so welcome to this week's Ninehurst podcast. That was, if you can't tell by now, then you've clearly not listened to enough of the podcast. That was Shit the Cow. I've kind of lost count of how many times we've played this band, but every time they bring something out, we just have to. I'm afraid it's kind of a rule now. Pete, we're always going to play this band, aren't we? Like, they just impress every single time. And this new three-track thing they've brought out is more brilliant, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You know, I think we previously dubbed them there at the podcast house band.
They
and
are,
I'm happy for,
yeah.
You know, yeah, I'm happy for that to continue because, and you know, we do try and avoid playing the same band over and over, but I just didn't completely ignore that kind of unwritten rule for this band because basically once a year they'll just put out an EP like this and it's untrailed and unannounced. It just appears in your emails and you know it'll be great. It does probably mean we're running out of words to describe them and superlatives to praise them with. But, you know, so be it. If we repeat ourselves, so be it. The lo-fi, low-key rock music that is always enjoyable. It's sometimes punk. It's sometimes stoner rock. I'd actually, you know, I like the fact that, you know, we've seen that change over time. I'd say this time, I even got a bit of post-hardcore in this one. You know, maybe yeah. Like a bit like Quicksand. They say it's, you know, like they were just listed Black Sabbath, I think they said, listed this one. And it's, but it's still perfect. You know, it's still, you know, whatever you're going to get, you know, it's going to be fun like this is. Still has that charm and the warmth that you associate them and they just never fail.
Yeah, I love it. And I love the kind of occult cover they've done this time as well. I think they've gone for kind of minimalist stuff before, but this is a very busy image. I really like that. It looks kind of like a B-movie poster, you know, like when people have to paint their own promo posters for films. It looks like that.
yeah.
Love it. So, yeah. So, yeah, that was a song called Everybody. If you like that, then you're sure to love the rest of it. That EP is called Slacksgrop. I hope I'm saying that right. And you can find that at shitthecow.bandcamp.com. They've got, like we say, dozens of amazing releases from over the years. So, yeah, if you've never heard of them, Swedish band, go and check them out. So, yeah, as ever, it's the Ninehurst podcast. It's nine amazing tracks that we found through the underground and submissions this week. Next up is something that I wanted to play perhaps last week, but didn't have kind of room. A band called Monaster from Marseille. This is like grim stuff. It's kind of very downtrodden, but I don't know, just kind of it hit kind of a nerve for me, and I really thought it was something quite special. So the song's called On Your Knees. Pete, what did you make of this? Because it's very, it's got like elements of crust, but like I'd say it's, yeah, just they make a lot of noise for a two-piece. And we say that a lot, but, you know, I still can't believe it sometimes.
Yeah, I didn't realise they were a two-piece band. I was going to, you know, one of the other bands we played later is that way, and yeah, that's unbelievable. I thought it was really cool. I don't know how this passed me by, to be honest. You know, the way I find music on Bandcamp is through the tags, and the tags on this, if you look, are crust, doom, and vegan, and that's, you know, so God knows how that slipped me by. More to the point, the music is right up my street, of course, and, you know, just loved it straight away. It's, you know, it's like got lethargic doom in there. It kind of stretches out, you know, almost like drags you into like a stupefied lull. It's got this dense mist that hovers above it over the middle section. And then like when the song finally breaks through after about like 5 minutes, it's this really powerful moment. It's really good stuff. I think they bring something just a little bit different in there as well, which is excellent to hear. So yeah, I was really impressed.
Yeah, I think that's what I got from it. There's something going on under the surface that's a little bit different from usual fare. I mean, this kind of music is very easy to kind of do sort of very sort of plain crisps kind of style. But yeah, when something as special as this kind of drops in, you've got to kind of pay attention, haven't you, really? So yeah, this is coming out on vinyl. It's a co-release between a record label we play quite a lot called Shovrex, as well as some labels called Counteract. Insane Society, Dura Realite, Fresh Outbreak, Mamalore, Nothing Harvest, and Coup de Coteau. So yeah, this feels like one where they've brought together like maybe 10 labels and just kind of made the best of the sort of like their sort of worldwide distribution maybe. So we're playing the title track. You can find this at monaster.bandcamp.com. This is On Your Knees.
Whoa!
So that was a band called Monasta. Next up, a band called Falling Floors, who list themselves as only from England. I wonder where they're actually from. This sort of started life, I guess, as a lockdown project with a few people of bands such as Early Mammal and The No Sorrows. This is really interesting. Actually, I've just noticed that the guy on bass is from a band called The Family Land, so that's quite interesting. They used to do a lot of Noise Doll basement gigs in Sheffield, if you remember that, Pete, from a long time ago. So this is completely different from that. It's very psychedelic, very sort of I don't know, like wavy sounding to me. I really enjoyed this piece. So how did you find it?
We got sent it from Riot Season Record. So I'd heard this was kind of pre-released a few weeks back, and then Riot Season were really kind, you know, to send us it, you know, like to our promos email, and you know, really enjoyed the album, but just kept coming back to this song. You were saying, like, you're not sure where they're from. I think I read that they're from like the Pennines, like around Hebden Bridge and places like that, which is a, you know, beautiful area just north of me. And it's got a surprising psych underground scene there, you know, bands like Nod and many others. So, you know, don't know why. But, you know, and like you say, they've got a background from other bands. Early Mammal, for example, jumped out at me. This band, you know, really good band. But yeah, I just got addicted to this song. It's almost psychedelic drone in there, to the point where I found myself, you know, almost phasing out as I listened to it, you know, melting into my sofa. It does stand out, this song, from the rest of the album. You know, it's instrumental for one thing. The rest of the album, you know, it's got vocals. It almost reminds me of the trippier end of modern day Hey Colossus,
yeah,
which is no bad thing definitely in itself. And, you know, maybe I did think about playing one of the other songs as more representative of the album, but like say, this was one that kind of kept getting me, and I just really enjoyed, really locked in with it. So, yeah, either way, listen to the whole album, because this feels, you know, this feels like a real find.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think they've tapped into something quite special here. So, I really enjoyed this. So the album is self-titled. We're going to play a track called Flawed Theme. And you can find this at fallingfloors.bandcamp.com. Okay, so that was Falling Floors. Next up, Interstellar Smoke Records from Poland have brought a Belgian drone band, I guess, to our attention called Wyatt E. This is fantastic. I mean, I think, Pete, we've had some really interesting drone records over the past year. So bands like Diana and the Wright Valley Trio have like come to mind when I've come to this. But I feel like this is a bit darker and a bit more in on itself. Really, really quite interesting. And I think the second song here, Aswan, that we're going to play like an excerpt from, is really fascinating. I think it kind of moves with such elegance and real dark beauty here. What did you make of it, Pete? Because obviously, you know, drone is by its very nature is hard to digest quickly. So I think I've taken a bit of time with this. It came out maybe a few weeks ago.
Yes, yeah. It wasn't what I expected of the band actually, because I became aware of them relatively recently. They had a record out on Stolen Body Records, you know, the Bristol psych label. They've just been announced at Desert Fest for next year. They've also been announced on the kind of Astral Psych Festival that's in Bristol, which is honestly, that lineup's unbelievable, like Nod and Slamatics and Venom Sabathi. So all of a sudden, you know, I'm hearing this name a lot more, and I'm not sure. I think this is probably my first time of listening, you know, like it really was an exciting full proper introduction. Probably have to, you know, like you say, the 20 minute songs, you have to be in the right mindset for it, as you do with drone. But you know, when you sent it through to me, I was there and straight away kind of understood it and felt it. There's, you know, there's more to it. So there are psych elements in there, you know, that makes it hypnotic. It, you know, it lulls you into a strange sense of calm, even when it's kind of heavy, you know, even when the doom elements are really there. But I think, you know, those drone vibes just, you know, like carry all the way through. As I know, it's a lot on some of the comments and things on the Bandcamp thing. It compares it to post-metal quite a lot, which I suppose I get, you know, in terms. But it's, you know, it's in that vastness of it. But actually, I think that's the epic psychedelic doom and drone, you know, that does that. It's, you know, and it creates this almost like truly wandering cosmic journey.
Definitely. I think it's a cut above the kind of monosyllabic kind of drone that you find a lot of people doing. It's got a lot more going on, I think, and that's what kind of makes it so interesting. So, yeah, absolutely fascinating record. And I urge people to go and like, get sort of wallowing in the entire thing. So yeah, they've simply called this Mount Sinai Aswan. We're going to play the second track, Aswan. You can get this via Interstellar Smoke Records 1.bandcamp.com.
Thank you.
Okay, so from the epic kind of drone of Wyatt E, we're going straight into some, I think, cutthroat death metal, I guess. This is so rough and ready. It's kind of marketed, I guess, as blackened death. But yeah, to me, this is very raw, very sort of, I mean, it's a demo, ostensibly, but it sounds fully formed to me. A band called Prophetic Suffering. Pete, this is absolutely amazing. And it kind of, I think, I don't know if it's made my list for the year, but like it's damn close if it's not.
Yeah, it's at that quality, isn't it? Definitely. I mean, it's on Sentient Ruin, so, you know, which we list to everything of, and you know it's going to be good just for that. It feels like they're on a roll at the moment, the label, you know, like Crypti. There was a band called Anti-Monument I nearly kind of played, but felt like I had to choose between one of these. It could have been either, to be honest. But then Sentient Ruin have always been that way. You know, they've been that way for years and years now. I was looking at, you know, my choices for this week and our choices. We've got quite a psych week this week. You know, we've toned down, you know, yeah, the death metal week recently. This is, you know, pretty chilled, but Prophetic Suffering make up for that on their own. You know, this is just, yes, they bring all the metal, you know, to cover off, because it is that kind of furious. You know, it's this kind of maelstrom of whirlwind death metal. Absolutely chaotic, but not, you know, never try to be technical, just instead pummeling onwards at his furious speed. You know, the drums hammer it almost into kind of war metal territories. And it's just this absolutely glorious racket all the way around.
Yeah, really exciting stuff. And like just at a breakneck speed. Yeah, just thoroughly unpleasant. I had this on like several times over, really. And yeah, might have to go and get the cassette. Actually, this is just absolutely brilliant. So yeah, we're going to play a song called The Suffering. And it's off Demonstration to 2020. You can get this at sentientruin.bandcamp.com. This is Prophetic Suffering. We'll be right back. Okay, so that was prophetic suffering. I think we're going to kind of keep the hate or the kind of the heaviness up a little bit here with a band called Wedge from No Funeral Records, which is a label out of Ontario. This is, I don't know, three tracks of just like straight to the wall kind of, they call it emo violence, but I think there's a lot of just like crusty stuff going on in this one, Pete. What did you make of it? Because this just like struck me like center of the forehead, like a blunt object, to be honest.
Yeah. There's a stoner band called Wedge, or I think there was.
Yes.
So I wasn't fully prepared when I press played on this. I kind of just, and then I'd quickly reattune. And then like, you know, within a few seconds I was hooked. It, you know, it's just all in frenetic, sweaty hardcore with metallic, you know, bulk on top of that. It just, the way I think about it, and this is a real positive, is it gets you in the mindset of a packed out small room, you know, above a pub, with beer and sweat and mosh and deafness. Even when I was sat at my home, you know, sat at home on my sofa, like on a overcast Tuesday morning or wherever it was. And that's a brilliant, you know, that's exactly how I want to feel. So, you know, that's a brilliant illusion to cast. So yeah, just, I mean, I'm not even sure what else to say about it. It's just frenetic in a really good way.
Yeah, it just does the job. I think that's the best we can say about this one. So yeah, really enjoyed this. It's off a self-titled sort of cassette that they're putting out on No Funeral. But you can go and hear these three tracks via nofuneralsound.bandcamp.com. We're going to play the opening track, Spite. That was a band called Wedge, over before we knew it, I think. Brilliant stuff. Next up, we've got a band called Potvor from St. Petersburg in Russia. And I mean, this is just incredible stuff. Bleak, heavy, just, again, a two-piece, making this, like, absolute maelstrom of a sound. As soon as you sent this through, I was like, yep, this is right up my street. And, just really, really enjoyed it. How did you come across this? They're both called Dimitri, by the way. I don't know if you noticed that.
No, I didn't. It amazes me there were two pieces, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I came across it, but I instantly knew that I'd be playing it on this podcast because it is brilliant. And the only, you know, the only difficulty I had was which track to pick, you know, because the whole thing is, you know, it never lets up. The whole thing is equal. No. You know, I picked the first track and that's probably just, I couldn't figure it out. So just went with that. So get the whole thing because it is really good. This, you know, that we're saying about something else before. It's hard to kind of guess, get, you know, understand when you've got like recency bias, but this to me is like in my long list for albums of the year, you know, releases of the year. So, you know, the Bandcamp tags combine punk and black metal and sludge, which I think is probably a fair approximation, you know, approximation of the, like that hyper aggressive sound. It's probably too fast for sludge, but you know, that's probably just quibbling really. You know, it's almost in like Nails and Trap Them territories, but it's not generic. It sounds, you know, it sounds fresh and exciting. It's unbelievable that they're a duo. I know I've already said that, but just, you know, I can't. I don't know how, you know, a four-piece, you know, do well to make this bracket.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and this is the, you know, this is the kind of golden fruit of Bandcamp wandering. You know, that presumably that's how I came across this. This is what you kind of hope to find, you know, something which just knocks your head off, you know, right from the, you know, right from the start and all the way through without weakness. It's just, you know, it's just brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to the track that you've picked first, and yeah, had to just have the whole thing on. I started it all again and just like almost absorbed it as one whole. I think that's the best way to do it, really. So yeah, it's already out, so you can go and listen to all four tracks of this. And we're going to play the opening track one, and you can get this via potraw.bandcamp.com. So that was a band called Potvor, absolutely unrelenting stuff there. Next up, a band called Skull. We played them back in 2020 when they had a EP coming out called Domestic Extremity. Yeah, this is absolute like unrelenting stuff again. It's kind of, they call it death violence. To me, it's got like grindcore in it, like completely unforgiving, blunt music, to be honest. Loved them before, loved this again. What did you make of it, Pete?
Yeah, the same. You know, that we've gone on a right, you know, kind of end here and we wedge Potvo's scalp, you know, they're just kind of full on, you know, like blackened hardcore, grindcore, you know, intensity. And scalp ran that off, you know, superbly. You know, I really enjoyed them when we first came across them. You know, like you say, it's over a year ago now. And now we've got this. I mean, this is the lead off single for an album that's coming out next year. And that's kind of, you know, it's great having some things now to look forward to in the new year.
Cause, yeah.
You know, I've bookmarked that date because, you know, expect a lot from it. But, you know, definitely. I think along with, you know, the band Null, who've had a lot of kind of, you know, a lot of following and, you know, from you know, like just out of nowhere, just created sounds like this. I put Scalp up there with them. You know, it's like this congealment of death and grindcore and hardcore. You know, it's maniacal, it's loud, it's obnoxious. It kind of uses the pace of hardcore and the filth of death metal to completely like punish your ears. Yeah, it's just a thrill to listen to.
Absolutely. Yeah, it just doesn't stop. And this is only 2 minutes of music. So I can't wait to hear the rest. The record's called Black Tar. You can get this at scalpoc.bandcamp.com. We're going to play the only song they've released so far. This is Endless Relapse. So from the extremity of the last three tracks, we have to apologise. It's been incredibly heavy this week. We want to sort of calm things down a little bit, at least, with a band called Alex to kind of close. They've got a record out called Last Dreamer. Pete, you sort of mentioned you might have a bit to say about this band, like maybe a bit of their background.
I mean... They were around a long time ago. They were one of the first bands I ever reviewed on 9Hz, which was in January 2005. I looked up. That's when I did the review, which is, you know, our website came out late 2004. So, I mean, it's going on, 18 years? And we were sent their album. You know, it's called Ground. The CD came through the post. I've noticed, actually, it's been uploaded to Bandcamp, and I recommend people check it out. You know, I really loved it. It was like a slightly unusual slant on stoner rock towards the end of the genre's great era. You know, there's a song on there called I'll Be Gone in particular. That's stayed with me ever since. I really, you know, really do love that song. And then, you know, looking at it, they put out another album in 2008 and then nothing. And all of a sudden, through the long-standing Italian stoner rock label, Go Down Records, like word reaches that they're returning, which is, you know, it's a massive, pleasant surprise.
Incredible.
I think they've got something special, you know, something different. I think primarily that comes through the singer, who's got Alice Albertazzi. She's got a hypnotic voice. You know, it really transforms the songs. It elevates them into something magical, and you can hear that on this track. So, you know, they've still got that kind of, you know, that element, you know, that difference to stand out from the rest of the Stoner Rock pack. It's been, you know, it's still relevant. It's, you know, it's been brought up to speed, up for the present, and it's just a really nice return.
Definitely. And like, what a nice piece of history to sort of refer back to, you know. The early days of Nine Hertz were like frenetic review times, weren't they? Like, we got through dozens and dozens in that first year or so. So yeah, to sort of still know a band is like out there, or maybe have returned, it's pretty amazing, really. Yeah, just looking at the review, 23rd of January 2005, which is amazing, really. I think this came out in 2004, didn't it? But I think we may have taken the time to actually get through the post and then, you know, listen to it and everything. So yeah, it's much quicker now. it feels like a long time ago that.
It is.
Like, yeah. Well, for context, I mean, we used to literally have listening parties, didn't we? Just to sort of get through the mailbag almost. It feels very archaic now. to sort of think back to that time, but that's how we did it, and it was a sort of labor of love. Brilliant. So yeah, really nice to sort of see this band back, and I hope they hear this. We'll certainly sort of let them know, but yeah, really, really cool stuff. So we're going to play the song Ride Your Light, and you can get this via alexband.bandcamp.com. It looks like they've got a limited edition 12-inch version of this as well, as well as a CD. So yeah, enjoy this is Alex.